We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
When today began, we were preparing for the craziest day in New York since the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man came to town and busted a nut on the whole city. That wasn't marshmallows. But today was even crazier because today was Trump Arraignment Day. And the city was ready for anything. Barricades were laid out, every police officer was on duty, and the cops, I'll give the NYPD this, they were right to set up all the barricades. Trump supporters swarmed downtown Manhattan and filled the streets with red, white, and blue. It was like a Puerto Rican Day parade for people who want to deport Puerto Ricans. The crazy thing about all of this today is that Donald Trump didn't even have to come to New York. He could have done the whole arraignment at the crib. Because apparently, they gave him the option to be arraigned over Zoom. You know, like Nelson Mandela and Jesus. But I get it. I completely get why Trump didn't do it over Zoom. One, he'd have got on camera, they would have just found more classified documents in the background. Two, Trump wants publicity. Look at how he came out of Trump Tower this morning, giving the black power fist like a real political prisoner. He lives for like this. Hell, Trump liable to show up to court every day dancing on top of a car like Michael Jackson. Just that time, time out. Time out. That document. And the media, man, the media, what they do? They play right along with it, giving us wall-to-wall coverage, even when there was absolutely nothing to talk about.
I will turn to you and show you. He'll be coming out the side door of Trump Tower there, so there is a sense of anticipation that his movement is coming.
You can see some of the traffic heading northbound there, and I'm not sure. I can't remember off the top of my head if Fifth Avenue is one way,
yes,
right? It's northbound,
go south.
I think.
We'll
go south.
Go south.
So that's not Fifth Avenue.
The luggage is starting to come out from the bottom. So my guess is that they don't want to get off the plane until the luggage is in the cars. That way they can just come down the stairs and then be ready to go.
I checked Waze. Just before we came in, it showed that that was the fastest route.
We expect him to enter through us, and I think that was just him. John and Jillian, did you guys just see the former president walk out, or is that just me?
There's Donald Trump right there. I'm sorry, Abby. We just saw Donald Trump.
Overhearing some radio traffic here. At any moment now, see the former president walk through those doors.
So there are many doors into the courtroom, and it's not just this one door. There are side doors, and there's a back door.
Photographer Evan Shumrack laser focused on that front door.
And many hallways that lead to each door.
If he does go through those doors, he will come by the camera.
A judge comes in a different door, a jury comes in even another door, a defendant who's incarcerated comes in a different door, the public comes in the main door. So there are many doors.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You're telling me the courthouse has multiple doors and different people come through different doors, and then those doors connect to other doors, and then those are all the doors. Hey, man, I'm learning so much about the legal system. Thank you, cable news. Now, there's doors. Buildings got doors and you learn stuff.
All right, let's get started, please. We have an arraignment to get to. Good to see you.
I need you to do me a big favor.
What's that?
Would you endorse me?
I'd rather go skiing with Gwyneth Paltrow.
We're live in 3, 2.
We are back. So way the f*** back that I'm joined now by 2024 presidential nominee, newly indicted former fake president, Donald Jessica Trump. You are currently the subject of multiple criminal investigations. Would you say that's hurting your campaign, or does anyone give a shit anymore?
Well, if you listen to the fake news media, it helps. Because they're all saying it's a scam. Even people that don't like me are saying this is a terrible thing to do for our country.
You mean Melania?
I don't know how you can talk about me when they don't talk about Joe Biden, because what he did is so bad.
Girl, you need to update your act. This is your comeback slash indictment tour. People don't want to hear the same old songs.
I may have made a mistake.
MAGA is so 2016. What you need is a fresh campaign slogan.
Let's give it a shot.
Something catchy, you know, like your chlamydia, but that really also reminds people what you're all about. Pitch me some ideas.
So it's massive election interference.
That is catchy, but maybe too on the nose?
I have the right to take stuff.
Better, but it needs more oomph.
Russia.
You've done it. It's tired.
I mean, the people know me. I think that's why I'm going up during this hoax that's taking place in New York.
Honey, I think you're going down.
He was a sleazy showbiz phony born in NYC, who somehow won the White House over Hillary. Then after one term, got the sack. Biden pummeled his ass, but now he wants to come back. He's been indicted though, and so he's making scenes. He's the grumpy, trumpy felon from Jamaica in Queens. He met a lovely lady who performed on screen. She started yapping in 2016, and so he signed a bunch of checks.
I didn't do it.
Cause he's disgusting, and so he had to pay her for sex. Looks like a butternut squash, and his hair is bleached. He's the bloated orange lunatic who's twice been impeached. A bum, a bum, a bum, but a bum, a bum. He loves to rally his mom. He's such a user, he can't win a race unless he cheats and he robs, cause he's a loser.
I have the right to take stuff.
He makes Melania puke, and girl, we all agree, he's the dumpy MAGA mascot of the GOP.
Yeah.
He's a bootlicking little boy for the old KGB.
Black boy.
And when his dame say no thank you, sir, he likes to grab him by the pussy. Pussy.
It's true.
And boy, he's broken just about every single law in the book. He's a cheater looking Gucci snatching treasonous crook. Ooh, girl, he's just a petulant slob. He can't dance for and he can't hold a job, but that's addition. And Republicans back up all his fuckery. He's a grumpy, trumpy, dirty, lying, autocratic, loony, toony, wacky, tacky Valentine of Vladimir P.
Look, here's a letter from Stormy Daniels saying we never had an affair. I did nothing wrong. I never had an affair with her. It's all made up.
Demolishing the country's how he gets his kicks. He tried to stage a coup on January 6th, and now he wants to run again.
Girl, really?
But can he run from the feds before he lands in the pen? They're bringing charges now, so yeah, he's in a sitch. He's a braggadocious, whiny little traitorous bitch. He was a sleazy showbiz phony born in NYC, who somehow won the White House over Hillary. Then after one term, got the sack. Biden pummeled his ass, but now he wants to come back. He's been indicted though, so he's making scenes. He's a bloated orange racketeering, Putin-loving piece of garbage, chicken-livered bunker boy. His father never loved him, so he's damaged and a deadbeat, phony, lying insurrectionist with psychopathic tendencies. He's twice impeached, incompetent, a law-obstructing, narcissistic, incoherent criminal, and grumpy, trumpy villain from Jamaica in Queens.
This moment at 1:24 p.m. Eastern Time, Donald J. Trump is under arrest.
This is breaking news. In a remarkable chapter of American history, for the first time, a former president faced a judge in a criminal courtroom on charges he broke the law, and it happened right here in New York City.
Former President Trump pleads not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records related to hush money payments.
The photograph is stark. And historic as we look at it. Donald Trump.
That's a man who looks like a defendant. You know, the former president, I've seen that face not many times. He looks somber.
That is a pissed off Donald Trump.
He doesn't look like a happy man in these images.
No question. That is an angry Donald Trump.
It's not just anger. There's a weight, there's a sadness. He looks like a defeated man.
Almost pensive.
Pensive? You know pensive means thinking, right?
This is the first time in his life anything's ever dawned on him.
Look at you. Look at your ass now. They got your ass. Ain't so tough no more. Ain't so tough. You spent all that money talking about the judge. You talking about the DA. Oh, I'm going to march in the courtroom and I'm going to tell him, shut your ass up. Look at how sad Trump looks. My man looked like somebody told him his dog died or that Mike Pence is still alive.
There's a court officer, I believe, who enters before him, doesn't hold the door open for him. And the former president actually has to push the door open for himself, which is probably the first time he's had to do that in quite some time.
Wow. Wow. That's kind of special. It's not often you see a door hitting an ass on the way in. Hey!
And you can talk all the shit you want, but I'm telling you, baby, the moment you in that courtroom, that shit get real. Trump's sitting there like, wow, y'all really gonna do this to me, huh? And he alone, ain't none of your boys around no more. You gave them all pardons. And everybody know you don't pardon all your partners. You gotta leave one in jail so you have somebody to talk to.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts.
Former President Trump has officially been arraigned in New York City.
Making a secret payment to someone who's seen your mushroom penis. Next thing you know, they're calling Alvin Bragg. Wake up to an indictment, likely to be the first of many. Wondering if you should have stuck to groping flags. When you get caught breaking the law in New York City, eating tiny hands must get inked.
To jail.
Remember, he is innocent until proven so, so guilty. He was read his Miranda rights, then he claimed that Miranda wasn't even his type, asked her to sign an NDA, and got indicted again.
And on top of all that, this is how I know Trump did something. I don't know what he's guilty of, but he did something. Look at that outfit. First day of court, he in a suit that don't even fit. Why would you do that? Gwyneth Paltrow showed you the cheat code, boy. You got to dress like you don't give a f-. You got to dress for court like you on your way to somewhere else. Look at Gwyneth Paltrow. You can't convict me. These glasses are Cartier's.
While in court, the former president was officially charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, all of which were classified as Class E felonies. Well, leave it to the man with the golden toilet. Even his felonies are Class E. Now, some people out there have pointed out that Class E are the lowest level of felonies in the New York State Penal Code. So little crimes, nothing serious, kind of cute. Like other Class E felonies, arson in the fourth degree, welfare fraud, or abandonment of a child. Don't worry, Dad, I'll never testify against you. You can buy my silence with a hug, or you can have Michael Cohen hug me and then secretly hug him back off the books. A lot of pundits warned that today New York would be overwhelmed by an angry MAGA mob, but this morning there were so few pro-MAGA protesters, the reporters had to line up to talk to them.
Where they're outnumbered by both reporters and pigeons.
Never got a couple. Yeah, okay. I got her. It's never a good sign when there are fewer people at your current rally than are in prison for your last one.
New York Congressman George Santos also showed up, where he claimed he was the one who had sex with Stormy Daniels.
But it was a crazy scene downtown. It was wild.
The media had cameras trained on him all day, like a panda cam at a zoo, hoping to catch a panda having sex and then illegally funneling a hush money payment to the panda they had sex with.
And one of the people making it crazy was Marjorie Taylor Greene. MTG swung down to the courthouse, double parked a broomstick, and took part in the festivities. And today, she offered a defense of the president that I've never heard before.
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Nelson Mandela was arrested, served time in prison. Jesus was arrested.
Jesus. That's what I'm thinking too. Like, Jesus, what the hell is wrong with this lady? How you gonna compare Donald Trump to Jesus? First of all, Jesus walked on water. Donald Trump can barely walk on land.
Jesus was arrested, and I keep forgetting that he was arrested because he was put on trial for getting Judas to pay Mary Magdalene not to tell anyone she spanked him with a Dead Sea Scroll. Which, of course, led to this famous sermon, "Heavenly Father, please remind them to donate generously at JesusHChrist.biz. Okay, here I go, ascending to heaven like a dog." I don't actually remember that. I don't remember that part of the... Green wasn't the only wacky character to visit the courthouse today. One MAGA protester was there to bring the loud.
You're pro-Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
You're handing out whistles to...
Yeah. Make a noise. Everybody must hear us.
Interesting.
Everybody must hear us.
You don't worry that might be drowning out Marjorie Taylor Greene or whatever over there?
I'm here to make a noise.
I think he might have the ex-president's honest new campaign slogan, "I like to make a noise." So, with...
Check that.
So, with fewer MAGA than predicted and a whole lot of the noise, it's no surprise that Green fled her own rally after just 10 minutes. Well, you know what they say about New York. If you can make it here, you're not Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was a crazy day. All the crazies were out. There was a guy dressed as Freddy Krueger holding a sign calling the district attorney a nightmare.
What the radical left Democrats are doing to me is worse than any crime I've ever committed, and I've committed a lot, close to 34. Some are saying I'm going to use this indictment to rile up my base so that they give me more money. Not true. I don't want anything from my base except their love, their votes, perhaps their money. And I need their money more than ever. Now, you may have seen I've been opening my rallies with my wonderful song, "Justice for All," which I perform with the J6 Choir. That's a very real thing, very disturbing. It was the number one downloaded song. We beat "Flowers" by Miley, which, as we all know, is about Liam. But my song raked in so much cash, I thought, why stop there? That's why I'm putting out my new album. Now, that's what I call my legal defense fund, AKA Trump Bops, and I'm bringing all the hits. Poison things that come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause I'm sure now. Yes, I know. Wow, what a deal. Just 30 classic covers, all horrible. Some by your favorite president to defend our movement and mostly myself from the evil Manhattan Da. That means district attorney. But I'm a fighter, and speaking of fighting and taking advantage of fighters, here's my friend Don King.
Hey, everybody. What they are doing to this man is a tragedy.
So funny. With the big hair, murdered a guy, can you believe it?
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong?
We're not wrong, I've never been wrong.
Making love to each other.
Don King, everybody. Speaking of love, me and the First Lady Melania are in high spirits. Since the news of my possible imprisonment, I've never seen Melania happier. She's the most beautiful woman in the world, second only perhaps to many younger, hotter women. But we like her. Also, just to set the record straight, I didn't even sleep with Stormy Daniels, but in many ways I did. And isn't it ironic that the first time I actually pay someone, they try to send me to jail? That's why you don't pay people, folks. You never pay people. Pretty ironic. It's like rain on your wedding day. Who would have thought? It figures. And folks, if they can come for me, they can come for you too. Or in the case of January 6th, they can come for you and not for me. I like that one a little bit better. Because I really don't want to go to jail, but when I think about how shredded I might get, it's awfully tempting. Can you imagine me pumping iron in the jail yard with the homies? Getting real big on top, little on bottom. Totally prison yoked, looking like a candy apple. Perhaps I might even become receptive to the teachings of the prophet Muhammad. Although, I've never seen any pictures of him, kinda sus. Uh-oh, who's this? Why? It's a man who, like me, was illegally raided and he's turning it into big bucks. Afro Man.
To class, but then I got high.
Drugs are killing our children. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but then I got frankly high. Real shame.
I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey,
because I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high. We need to be executing our drug dealers. Thank you, Afro Man. Your hard-earned money is important. If I go to jail, I will need money for commissary snacks. I will need a supply of ramens to successfully barter with a large man named Lizard. And now, my most loyal supporter, I wish he'd go away. He's my Kendall Roy. It's Don Jr.
Wow, Dad, this is really emotional. It might be the last time I see you.
From your mouth to God's ears.
The boy's a liar. The boy's a liar. He doesn't see ya. You're not looking at me, boy.
Yeah, Dad. Very strange energy, my son. Don't like it. He's saying that I'm good enough. Grabbing my drrr. Thinking about things that I shouldn't have done. Right? We love Ice Spice, don't we, Ice Spice? Terrific hair, beautiful hair.
Now, as fascinating as today was, it also gives me this uneasy feeling, because no matter how you feel about the ex-president, the man who was arrested today is likely to be the Republican nominee for president, even if he has to accept the nomination on the phone through plexiglass. So all of this was weird and totally unprecedented, yet it still feels like the right thing to do. The same way it would be weird and unprecedented to shoot a trank dart inside the Supreme Court, but it would be the right thing to do if the Senate confirmed Chief Justice Cocaine Bear. So all in all, this is a pretty big deal.
Now, here's what bothered me about today. I'll say this. Donald Trump deserves a fair trial, but I also want Trump to get the full American criminal justice experience, which is not what happened today. My man got to schedule his visit to the courthouse like he the cable man. Trump called the court, hey, listen, I'll be down to the jail Tuesday between 10 and 2. Just make sure you get that. Then, once Trump got there, there were no handcuffs, there were no mugshots, there were no perp walks. Well, for Trump, it would be a perp waddle, but you understand. But, you know, that doesn't make the point. My point is, I'm disappointed, because today shows you how humane our courts could be. So many people get dragged into this legal system, and it's humiliating. You get handcuffed, you get gawked at, you wait days, sometimes months for an arraignment. Then you go into a building through one of those mini doors. You get to a room, they strip you naked, they spread your ass cheeks, they make you cough twice, which I never understood the second cough. Like, the first cough I get, one cough is enough to know whether or not I got drugs in my booty. The second cough is for you. That's wrong. Am I sharing too much with y'all right now? I thought I could open up to y'all. Apparently not. My point is, for the sake of this country, I hope that Donald Trump gets a swift trial, but that doesn't mean he should get to use the TSA pre-check lane. But here's the good news. The New York investigation is just one of many into the former president, so we'll have plenty of other opportunities to get him arrested correctly. So, Georgia, got plenty more opportunities. So, state of Georgia, if you're listening, when you finally get Donald Trump in your courtroom, make sure he coughs twice.
And these aren't even the biggest charges coming. The big ones are being investigated by special counsel Jack Smith. Among other crimings, Smith is investigating the classified documents down in Mar-a-Lago. And yesterday, we got a spicy little update. The FBI has fresh evidence pointing to possible obstruction. I assume they mean of justice, though it could be of colon. Specifically, investigators have new and significant evidence that after the subpoena was delivered, the ex-president looked through the contents of some of the boxes of documents, apparently out of a desire to keep certain things in his possession. And we know this because they got security camera footage. He was busted by his own security cameras. How could he make that mistake? Two of the five words he knows are camera and TV.
Indicted. Indicted, locked up, can't get me off their mind, Lord knows they've tried millions times, oh, well, why can't they just let me go?
This can't be happening.
Jail cells are waiting, my hands are tied, grand jurors is lurking, can't run and hide, but I can't avoid it, I can't avoid it,
avoid it.
Can't avoid it. I'll try to escape it, but it's in the news. The Manhattan DAs, they're on my tail. Oh, I can't avoid it. I can't avoid it.
Avoid it.
They keep making it harder to stay, but I still won't fade away. I gotta know why can't they just let me go? Indicted. Indicted, locked up, can't get me off their mind, Lord knows they've tried millions times, oh, well, why can't they just let me go? Indicted, indicted, locked up, can't get me off their mind, Lord knows they've tried millions times, oh, well, why can't they just let me go? Golf.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.